As the deep panteth for the waters of my soul longs after thee.
Friends, welcome to the last episode of season 4 of The Health Plug. I'm your friend Bans Bella, and I hope you're doing really well. I'm currently in the bush while I'm recording this, and I hope you are able to hear the birds singing. Last week we talked about body weight. We talked about the importance of maintaining a healthy weight, the dangers of being both overweight and underweight, and how to categorize your body weight as whether it's underweight, normal weight, overweight, or obese. Tonight, we're going to talk about how to gain or lose weight naturally so that your weight is healthy and normal. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight on The Health Plug. Stay tuned.
Dumela motswana wetso, o reditse The Health Plug le Bans Bella.
Bonjour, vous écoutez le Health Plug avec Bans Bella.
Annyeong haseyo, Bans Bella wa hamke hanin Health Plug tutko kesibida.
Since this is our last episode this season, I found it well in order to play for you my favorite song, which is a hymn called As the Deer. I love it more especially when it's sung by Paniel Tambama. Yes, and that is the version I played for you. The song expresses our vulnerability to God. It reminds us that He is our friend. He is our father. He is our brother. Even though He is the King, even though He is the Almighty Creator, we can still relate to Him as a friend. And it reminds me of a quote we find in Desire of Ages, in the book Desire of Ages, page 227, paragraph 3. The quote says, "Closer than the Father, Mother, brother, friend, or lover is the Lord our Savior." So I hope the song was a blessing to you. And yeah, let's get on with our episode. So before beginning your weight loss or gain journey, one needs to understand why they are either overweight or underweight. It's critical. This is because by understanding the cause of the problem, one will effectively be able to tackle the root problem from the source. A problem identified is a problem half solved. So let's talk about weight loss. The first tip that I will share with you is focus on fiber. A calorie deficit is needed for weight loss. This is to say the body needs to burn more calories than it gains. And One way of consuming less calories is by consuming more fiber. The body breaks down proteins, carbohydrates, fat from food and absorbs the nutrients. If you are eating more calories than your body needs, the extra will be stored as fat. However, the body doesn't absorb or store fiber. That's one advantage of consuming fiber when you are on your weight loss journey. The body does not absorb or store fiber. Fiber passes through the stomach and intestines largely unabsorbed, bulks everything up, and then you poop it out. Fiber is found in most of our plant sources. Fiber is found in our plant foods, is found in our fruits, in our vegetables, in our whole grains, nuts, seeds, beans, legumes. And by making half of your plate vegetables and fruits at most meals, you automatically shift the caloric composition of your meal. For example, 1 cup of pasta or rice is 200 calories, but 1 cup of vegetables is just about 30 calories. So I guess we can see by this that vegetables, the same amount of vegetables as our starch will give us less calories, meaning that your stomach still gets filled up, but then you just consume less calories. So not only can you eat more vegetables for fewer calories, but you also get the added benefits of fiber. The other tip is to eat protein at every meal. Along with fiber, eat protein at every meal, especially breakfast. It's very critical and imperative to have our protein in our meals, especially breakfast. Emphasis. A 2021 review in Nutrients suggests that when people eat a high protein breakfast, they have fewer cravings and eat less later in the day. Protein also helps suppress the hunger hormone, and this hormone is called ghrelin. It's called ghrelin, and is digested slowly, keeping you fuller for longer. Meaning that proteins are digested slowly, meaning that your stomach, your tummy, is going to remain fuller for longer. When protein is eaten with carbohydrates, it slows the rise of blood sugar, which prevents the strike and crash effect that leaves you craving carbs an hour after you eat. So, try by all means to include your proteins and fiber and healthy fat at every meal. Still talking about fiber, I want us to talk about the importance of prioritizing whole single ingredient foods. These are foods that are still in their very natural state. They're just from the farm and you eat them. They have nothing added to them. That is why we call them single ingredient foods. They are whole grains. One of the best things you can do to become healthier is to base your diet on single whole ingredient foods. By doing this, you eliminate the vast majority of added sugar, added fat, and processed food. Most whole foods are naturally filling. We know it, right? Making it a lot easier to keep within typical calorie limits. Eating whole foods also provides your body with the many essential nutrients that it needs to function properly. So, do try by all means to limit processed foods. Processed foods are usually high in added sugar added fats and calories. What's more, processed foods are engineered to make you eat as much as possible. They're much more likely to become additive like eating than unprocessed foods. This is because food manufacturers add additives during the process of processing, so that they keep you going back to the shop to purchase the food. This is business, my friend, business. So if you don't want to eat more, just eat natural food. Just eat whole grain foods, because that they don't have much additives, and you are more likely to control your portion because of the lack of added additives. Liquid calories. Liquid calories come from beverages such as sugary soft drinks, like our Fantas, our Coke, our Cola, our Pepsi. These are liquid beverages. And to add more to the list, we have fruit juices, which are very sugary. They contain so much calories. Chocolate milk and energy drinks. And one thing about energy drinks, they're just on the consumption of energy drinks. I've realized that they're on a rise. These drinks have a negative impact on your health in several ways, including an increased risk of obesity. One study showed a drastic 60% increase in the risk of obesity among children for each daily serving of a sugar-sweetened beverage. So it is important that we really limit consuming liquid calories. Eat more fruits and vegetables. Fruits and vegetables are extremely nutritious, and they are weight loss friendly foods. In addition to being high in water, fruits, and fiber, they usually have very low energy density. This makes it possible to eat large servings without consuming excess calories. So, yes, we really need to consume our fruits, vegetables, and they are single ingredient foods, ne? Mm-hmm. One other way of preventing weight gain is by not eating at late hours. When we eat at late hours, the body is not given much time to digest the food, and more especially, and most importantly, the body is not given a chance to utilize the calories, the energy that had been gained after eating. And when you go to sleep, the body won't use the energy you had just gained from the food. So the energy you had just eaten is going to be turned into fat, and it's going to be stored. And that way, your weight loss journey will be sabotaged. Another tip of losing weight is to exercise. When losing weight, more physical activity increases the number of calories your body uses for energy. Using calories through physical activity combined with reducing the calories you eat creates a calorie deficit that results in weight loss. Most weight loss occurs from decreasing calorie intake. So yeah, while you can lose weight without exercise, regular physical activity plus calorie restrictions can give you the weight loss edge. Exercise can help burn off the excess calories you can't cut through diet alone. Exercise offers numerous health benefits. Ah, my friend, this one, we have talked so much about it, ne? It can help boost your mood, strengthen your cardiovascular system, and reducing your blood pressure. Exercise can also help in maintaining weight loss. Studies show that people who maintain their weight loss over the long term get regular physical activity. How many calories you burn depends on the frequency, duration, and intensity of your activities. And one of the best ways to lose body fat is through steady aerobic exercise, such as a brisk walk, for at least 30 minutes most days of the week. Some people may require more physical activity than others to lose weight and maintain their weight loss. Any extra movement helps burn calories, if I was to be honest with you. Think about ways you can increase your physical activity throughout the day if you can't fit in formal exercise on a given day. For example, my friend, make several trips up and down the stairs instead of using an elevator, or park at the far end of the lot when shopping. So by just engaging in movement, the body will gain calories. And that, my friend, is all I had for you regarding how to lose weight. I hope this was beneficial to you. So yeah, let's talk about how we can gain weight in the instance where we find that we are underweight. Just like being overweight, being underweight can also be a health hazard, in that weight loss most of the time signals a lack of nutrients in one's body, and this can lead to one's immune system being weak. So when one is underweight, they should put in effort to gain weight just to safeguard their health. And below are some of the tips one can use or can practice to gain weight. Eating nutritious foods that are high in calories is a good way to gain weight. And one can eat more frequently. Slowly begin to eat 5 to 6 smaller meals during the day. Try to tune in your body to recognize when you might be hungry, but you may need to plan times to eat even if you aren't that hungry. So most of the time, people who are underweight, they don't have much appetite, and that is the reason why they would be losing weight. So whenever you feel hunger, utilize that opportunity. Eat, my friend. Eat. Like, eat. Make sure you make use of the food. And when you don't even feel like eating, just eat. And that is when now it will be important to schedule time for meals. And whenever it's time for you to eat, just eat. And because your appetite is less, you don't feel like eating, just try by all means to incorporate small meals. Just try by all means to eat as much as you can. The second tip is to choose foods with lots of nutrients. Set up a routine to eat and drink things you like and that have a lot of nutrients as well as calories. Talk with your healthcare provider or dietitian about how many calories you eat a day or in each meal. You also can ask how many servings you should eat of the different food groups. I mean, that is true. I also sometimes experience appetite loss. And whenever I don't have an appetite, you know, so what's one thing that's surprising is I can feel hungry. I could be hungry, but still not want to eat because I don't have appetite. And whenever I'm hungry and I don't know how to, I don't feel like eating, I just force myself to eat because my body will be signaling that it needs food, it needs nutrients. So when I'm feeling like that, I try by all means to eat food that I enjoy. I enjoy peanut butter banana sandwiches. I love bananas, I love peanuts, and I love oranges. So whenever I don't feel like eating, I know I should make a peanut butter banana sandwich because that one, I can't resist it. So think of all the foods you like to eat, the foods that you enjoy to eat, and eat most a lot of them because, yes, you like them. You're going to eat them, ne? The third tip is to top it off. This is to say, add extras to your dishes for more calories, such as cheese, casserole in casseroles, or nut butter in whole grain toast. You can also add dry milk or liquid milk to foods for extra protein and calories. Some examples are mashed potatoes or soups. Ne? This is so true. Wherever it's possible, just add something extra, something to add more to, so that you add more calories to your meal. Put your peanut butter in your porridges, in your porridge. Add a banana to your porridge, right? You're increasing the nutrient density and also you're increasing calories in your meal. The other tip is to try smoothies and shakes. Avoid beverages with few nutrients or calories, such as diet soda. But a blend of high-calorie nutritious ingredients in a smoothie or shake can help if you are eating on the go. Meal replacement drinks also play a part of your weight gain effort. Just make a smoothie. Put your peanut butter inside your smoothie, add some oats, and just make sure that every meal you take, it's nutrient dense and it has a lot of calories. But watch what and when you drink. Beverages can make you feel full. If that's the case with you, avoid drinking during a meal or before. But make sure you are drinking enough throughout the day. It's important to watch when you're drinking, because sometimes we know when you drink just before a meal, the liquid is going to fill up your stomach. And when you start eating, your stomach will already be full. So you won't eat much. So this is to say, let us be careful of when we are drinking or taking our liquids so that we don't interfere with our eating patterns. The last tip is to exercise. Exercising helps build muscles. And as we build muscles, muscles have weight. Muscles have mass. And as you build muscles, the muscles are going to increase your body weight. And that will help increase your body weight. So, yes, friend, this is all I had for you tonight. This is the end of season 4. I hope we were a blessing to you. I pray that the Lord will see you through the holidays. My word of the day, as I wrap up, is let us make sure we are in right relations with Him who has loved us with such great love. Till next time we meet. We love you, and God loves you more. You goodbye.
My brother, even though you are a king, I love you more than any other, so much more than any. Spirit healed, you alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. I want you more than gold or silver, only you. My shield to you. Desire.